rotten summer mug tonight. Hugger me Parker. Looking for the crew, any mugs will do. Hugger me Parker. Crunchy Feeney got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. Hugger me Parker. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. Hugger me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on. Boom! Hugger me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. Starts with fashion, I want to be mad. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. Oh, I need to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now punk songs.
Thank you. Everybody.
Hang 10. Far out. Catch a wave.
That was gnarly, dude.
That was gnarly. Cowabunga, is that surfer slang?
Yeah, I guess that's.
I guess.
Cowabunga, dude. Surf's up, bro.
Gonna get in my woody.
Whoa.
It's a thing.
I know.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome.
101.5 UMFM.
Yes.
It is a lovely, beautiful Thursday night here in Winnipeg.
Beautiful outside.
It's so nice. If you're inside, take us on a portable player.
Yeah.
And go outside. It's gorgeous out right now.
It's super
so nice.
Nice.
You are Captain Dan.
Yes, I am.
I am Penny Lane.
Yes, you are.
And you are leading the good ship, Punks and Parkas, through the waves.
Through the waves.
Through the tiki torches.
Yep.
On the woody.
That's right. In the woody.
In the woody. In?
Yeah, the woody's a...
It's a car, right?
Yeah, it's like a wagon.
Okay.
Like a station wagon kind of thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
My surfer knowledge is not so great. It's okay. But you, again, program the show this week.
Yes, I did.
You don't even give me a chance anymore.
Well, I know you're busy at work. And I know.
You know,
I got some downtime sometimes, so I just like quickly
I know, I
come up with an idea.
It. And yeah, and you take the money and run.
Yes.
So today is... Surfer tiki
extravaganza.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I love a good surfer tiki kind of vibe.
Because it's summertime, cheesy. You know, you're thinking about going to the beach, you know,
having a cocktail,
having a Malibu rum with,
you know?
With Fresca. You know, just
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So all surfer tiki fun stuff.
That's right.
Started off with Spectre Detector.
With by the Tiki Tones.
Tiki Tones. After that
was Chupacabra Twist by Messer Troops.
Messer Troops. And the last one there
was The Girl from Acapulco by the Stereophonic Space Sounds.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
They're unlimited.
I'm they sorry, have unlimited. Shows me Space Center.
Well, because it's too long. I have the full. It's very Sonic Space
Center.
So yeah. Have you ever seen, there's a surfer documentary. I think it's something summer. It was done in like the 50s or 60s. Do you know the one I'm talking about? I'm going to have to research it.
I think
it.
So, yeah, but I'm not.
I remember watching this documentary, and I'm not like a surfer girl. Like, I have no real knowledge of like the surfing culture apart from, I kind of had a weird obsession with the early skateboard craze out of California in the 70s, which evolved from surfing, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was the same. So that's kind of where my knowledge of surfing and surfer culture came from. But there's this documentary. I'm going to look it up. It's amazing. Even if you aren't a surfer person, it's Endless Summer. That's what it's called, Endless Summer. It's amazing. I recommend it. We should find it so you can watch it. Here is your girlfriend.
Exposing
my girlfriend, you to
exposing me to more
weird
stuff.
Weird movies. You have no idea, honey.
Like, for me, it was the Beach Boys. That's what got me into this sound.
Because originally when they started, I mean, as they progressed and matured,
it was all about cars and surfing. Yeah.
Like, it's so funny to me, like, it blows my mind years ago when I was a kid that the Beach Boys, who did like Surf and Safari, are the ones that did God Only Knows. Like,
right.
The progression and change of their sound and their vibe is like insane.
Yep.
That's great.
That's great. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Surfer rock is great. Like Jan and Dean and all that stuff from the 50s is so good. I'm going to love this playlist.
Yes, you are.
I'm very excited. So I'm going to sit back with my tiki cup.
Yes.
And have a drink.
Have a drink.
And we're going to play probably one of the most famous tiki kind of music guy. The words are failing today, but Martin Denny.
Yeah.
This guy, if you've heard like instrumental tiki music, it was probably him.
Probably him.
So this is Swamp Fire.
Ooh.
All right. On Punks and Parkas. We'll be right back.
Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across 5 regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Is your household constantly singing the Dirty Diaper Blues? If so, the time is right to give Diaper Hero a call. Diaper Hero is Winnipeg's surefire way to make your diapering journey clean, green, and easy. We bring you sanitized cloth diapers twice per week in a reusable bag so you aren't throwing any plastic in the trash. We also pick up your dirties and bring them back to Diaper Hero HQ to be washed, dried, and folded before going back out into the world to fight the good fight. And remember, a Diaper Hero subscription makes a great baby shower gift. Visit us online today at diaperhero.ca and explore all the benefits that using a cloth diaper service can bring. Diaper Hero. Finally, the hero that Winnipeg deserves.
That's the character that should be on The Boys.
Diaper. So we got to give people a bit of context. So we have a thing here that does all the auto-playing of our commercials and stuff. So when I get in here, or you get in here, whoever's doing our show, the first thing we do is we look at, it's called an op log. Oh, I don't know what that means. But it lists all your commercials for the show. We sat down, I'm like, dude, we have a commercial that just says Diaper Hero. I don't know if that's a band or
what it is.
I don't know. If it's a band, that's a crazy name.
So, I thought it was something for Fringe, because Fringe Festival is coming up next week.
Too,
so
right?
I thought that was what it was.
That's a good guess, eh? So I'm like, and sometimes these ads don't queue up and they don't play.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I hope this one plays, because I really need to know what Diaper Hero is. And now I know. It's a diaper service.
Yeah.
UMFM bringing you ads for all kinds. It's true, though. We're all getting older at the station. I mean,
it's a hero we didn't know we needed.
The Diaper Hero. The UMFM babies, which Hunter was the first of.
Yeah.
They're all teenagers now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. I had Hunter, and then Jared, I believe, the station manager, had his daughter Lily like a couple months later. Well, his wife did. He didn't. And then Michael's wife, Michelle, had Archer. So it was like these three UMFM babies, and we all just popped out at the same time. So they're teenagers, and now we have commercials for Diaper Heroes.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back. Punks and Parkas, 1.5 UMFM. It is our Tiki Lounge show.
Tiki Surf Lounge, yeah. Kind of beach kind of vibe.
I think when we finally buy our house, we should make it the bar. Like, it's so funny. We're looking at houses, just starting.
Yeah.
But it seems one of our criteria is like a bar in the basement.
Yes.
And it's funny because usually if there is a bar in the basement, it's going to have a retro vibe. You very rarely are finding a modern bar. It's either like somebody's bar from the 70s.
Yeah.
Or somebody made a bar but did it retro.
Yes.
So, yeah, we definitely are going to have a tiki bar in our basement. But, yeah, you did the show.
Yep.
It's totally like this kind of music makes me think of you.
Yeah, I really dig this music and even the surf vibe and the skateboard vibe, but I don't do any of that because I'm scared of falling on my face.
It's a danger sport.
It is a danger sport.
Oh, my God.
But hats off to the skateboarders out there and the surfers out there that are just...
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, one of the, like, cliques was, like, the skater boys. And yeah, I was always amazed watching them, like, pull tricks in the loop in front of the comprehensive high school in Salt Creek because I'm like... Hats off to you guys walking into your science class bleeding from the knees because you fell trying to pull an ollie. I don't even know what an ollie is, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Then I watched Tony Hawk that's like 5 years older than me doing these.
Isn't it insane? It's like you're 50, dude.
Yeah, like, right? Slow down.
Try to make the rest of us look good, okay?
Let the rest of us 40-something, 50-somethings look, you know.
It's crazy. Yeah, it definitely is a skill set. Yeah. I, years and years and years ago, when I was probably 12 or 13, I went to a camp for a week. It was called Camp Cedarwood. And one of the things they constantly did was it was a religious camp. Don't come at me, but whatever. But they had, their big thing was they had all these different activities you can sign up for. And one of the things I, in my infinite wisdom, signed up for was half pike. Because why not?
Yeah.
It was not good. I will just say that. With the guy holding on to me, I was able to drop into this, like, probably, I mean, at the time it felt gigantic, but it was probably like a foot. Right? I was like, okay, I'm good. So yeah, that's my experience. Anyway, you did the set list.
Yes, I did.
So I'll let you tell us what we played.
Started off with Martin Denny with Swamp Fire.
I love it.
Chinese Surfer by Kevon Kahn.
Yes.
Arthur Lyman with Taboo 2.
Which I have that album in our collection.
Bustin' Surfboards by the Tornadoes.
Yes.
And we finished that off with Take It Off by Dick Dale and his Deltones.
He's another, like, synonymous name with the surf music. Hey, Dick Dale.
Yeah, there's him, the Ventures.
Yeah.
You know, they're, even the Tornadoes, they're like the big surf
Yeah, like
guitar
that song.
Players.
Totally familiar. Love it. That was the one in Pulp Fiction, right?
That was Misery Lou that was in Pulp Fiction.
Was it Misery Lou?
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a while since I've watched that movie. So, Winnipeg, what's going on?
Fringe Fest starts
Fringe
next week.
Fringe Festival, that's right. You again,
yes,
Mr.
I'll
volunteer
be
your time.
At the beer tent Friday, Sunday next weekend.
Yeah.
And the following weekend, the same thing.
And that's at Old Market Square.
Yes.
So this is the first Fringe in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's going to be like.
Hopefully just as busy as Jazz Fest was.
Yeah, true enough. So if people aren't really, they're like, Fringe? What's that? It's a theater festival.
Yep.
They have Fringe festivals all over the world, really. But this is ours. It's going to run for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Gives you a chance to go. Did you ever Fringe?
I've only gone just from a volunteering.
As a volunteer, right? Yeah. I used to be like total totes drama nerd in high school. And a bit in the university. So yeah, we used to go and buy like Fringe passes and go see plays and stuff like that. So you can see some really crappy stuff.
Yep.
Sorry. But you can also see some amazing productions. So if you were at all interested in theater, supporting the arts, check out Fringe. It's fun.
Yeah. One of the things they did this year too is they've changed. They've moved the Children's Fringe.
Oh yes.
Which used to be at Old Market Square as well. They moved that to Stephen Juba Park, which is just off of Waterfront Drive.
Oh, really?
The baseball diamond, yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So something for everybody.
That's right.
Go say hi to Daniel. He'll pour you a drink.
Yeah. And this weekend's Folk Fest.
That's right. Folk Fest. That came up quick.
Yeah.
This is the first 5 years.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Whatever she said.
It's the first folk festival in a few years. That is a lot of Fs.
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, to all of you guys heading out to the Folk Fest, enjoy it. Yep. I know a lot of people... I have a friend, my friend Julie. She's been going since she was pre-born, like in her mommy's tummy. She's been going to folk fests every year, so I know she's going to be out there. And it's a tradition for a lot of people like that, like just something you do. You don't even care who's playing, you just go.
Yep.
So to everybody going, have fun, be safe.
Be safe. Take bug spray, take sunscreen.
Oh my God, lots of bug spray, lots of sunscreen, lots of water.
Drink lots of water.
Be hydrated. Have fun.
Yes.
And have you ever done Folk Fest?
No.
No, I've not done the camping, but I did go see Elvis Costello play Folk Fest.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Great show. But yeah, I'm not really a, well, look at me, I'm not really a roughing it in the field kind of girl. Sorry. I know when we first started dating, you're like, we should do this cabin thing. And I'm like, is there running water? You're like, no.
No, there's not. There is about 20 feet that way through the bush.
Things we do for love, right? I would do it for you.
Aw.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, that's what's going on this weekend. There's a summer.
Yeah.
There's so much fun stuff. And I just hit my microphone with my chin. So much fun stuff going on. So it's just as simple as going online and seeing what's out there.
Even the Burt patio parties are starting up.
That's right. I did see that the other day. That's right. So that'll be fun. We were at the record sale last weekend.
Yes, we were.
So that was insane.
That was crazy.
I expected it to be busy. It was the first big show and sale. Even pre-COVID, we used to do the Rock and Richard sale here in the city, which was like our big record sale that I've been going to since I was a teenager. So if you know how old I am, that's old. And I used to have the guys on the show often to talk about the sale every year. And Richard, the guy, one of the founders, passed away, I think, 4 years ago.
I thought it was during COVID.
Was it during COVID?
Yeah, I thought it was like... I think it was right after the very last one.
I think maybe you're right. And I think they decided even before COVID to kind of stop because of his ill health. But this other group, I'm not sure who's running this one, but they kind of reached out to those guys and said, hey, we want to resurrect a record sale in the city. And they said, have at it. Have fun. Like,
I think it's the guys from Mike's General Store, I think, which is on St.
Mary's, that would make sense. Yeah. Yeah. So they had a great area at the Kubota Center on Wilkes. Yep. We spent money we didn't mean to, but we got out. We got some quality stuff.
We did.
So I don't feel so bad.
No.
And come into the next record sale in October.
Yeah.
You can visit the Punks and Parkas table and buy our crappy vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl, CDs, and cassettes.
You got it. Maybe some music, DVDs, videos, some memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have a table.
Yeah.
We've become those people. I guess we should play some music, hey?
Yeah, let's play some more.
So what are we into next? Oh, speaking of the Ventures.
Oh, we got Ventures coming up?
Got some Ventures.
I can't see. Oh, yeah, there we go. Ventures.
You got your glasses on, right?
Well, my I think it went away.
Tiny, yeah, okay.
My thingy.
I'll forgive you. So the Ventures with...
Pipeline. We'll be right back.
That's amazing. That is actually from an album I just saw, this called Organ Grinder.
Yeah.
That's pretty perfect.
That is pretty cool.
So we're just about done.
Yep.
A couple more songs. We'll try and get to them all. If not, sorry.
Yes.
Thank you for a fantastic, groovy, tiki, surf, garage, punk-ish playlist.
You're welcome.
You always do fantastic.
I try.
So have a great weekend. We're off to see a movie tomorrow.
Yeah. We're off to see Thor, Love, and Thunder.
So excited. And whatever you guys do, just play safe.
Yep.
Keep fit and have fun.
That's right.
This is The Pyramids with Bikini Drag from the Bikini Beach.
Woo-hoo.
Have a good weekend.
See ya.